This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. We're going to give you an update on Rich Paul's legal situation. Once again, Rich, you have ventured into legal land, and it wasn't your choice to do it this time, but ultimately you are deciding to put up a fight. You are going to go to trial on a cannabis possession charge and or possibly, I guess, or because there's like this thing called the alternative theories that they have where they can charge you with theory A or theory B and only get a conviction on one of those theories. So it's either going to be cannabis possession or transportation of
cannabis
of some sort of substance. Yes, transportation of cannabis. And you were telling us the story, and by the way, it's Ian Rich and Daryl in the studio here tonight. You were telling us the story a couple weeks ago about what happened. You were busted after being in a rest area in New Hampshire, smoking a joint with a friend of yours, and then driving away. Turned out you were in the middle, unwittingly, of an undercover heroin sting. And so officers were monitoring this particular rest area on that particular day, which is how you ended up getting swept up in this. So they were looking for heroin dealers, and they ended up finding you getting high. They pulled you over. You were are facing these charges. They were originally Class A misdemeanors, and we learned today that the prosecution has dropped the charge to a Class B, which here in New Hampshire, that means that they've just basically screwed you out of the opportunity to have a jury trial.
It's true. So jury nullification is off the table, and the next plan is, unless the judge actually finds in my favor, which I think is very unlikely, they don't like to decide constitutional issues at the trial court level.
Yeah, you could probably get a trial court to kick something out on an error of law or something like that. If you know, if police made as big a mistake as they possibly could, the trial law judge will likely kick something like that out. But otherwise, they almost always rule in favor of the state.
Nearly always when they dismiss, it's either because there's a matter of law. For example, if you were brought in on something where you were filming police and they already had the Glick decision. Okay, they can apply that appeals court decision to your case and say, I'm going to dismiss that.
Right, because they'd prefer not to be overturned, but ultimately they know that most people they convict aren't going to appeal.
Right.
And so if they can sort of smell the appeal in the wind, so to speak, they may rule in your favor.
Right. So the stakes here, though, are actually, it sounds like it's a low stakes game because this is Class B misdemeanor now. That means I won't be going to jail for it.
Unless you don't pay the fine.
Except as long as I go for not paying the fine, and I won't pay the fine. But it's a high stakes game on another side, which is if I can win my appeal or by some miracle actually win the trial, then it would allow a religious exemption probably for any church in New Hampshire that claims that cares to claim it. So it could be a huge victory.
Yeah, and you are a minister over at the Church of the Invisible Hand, the founder of that church, as a matter of fact. And so one of the things that you pointed out, and you briefly mentioned it in court today, it was just an arraignment day today. You and I went with a couple other folks to your arraignment this morning. And you did mention to the judge that this is a sacrament in your church, that cannabis is a sacrament. And, you know, the judge is not going to get into those details right now, but you did, you know, you put it on the record. Apparently, you also have a motion to dismiss that you're going to be filing that gets a little deeper into that.
There will be a motion to dismiss and let's see. And there's also a few other motions that may well go in. I think we've got 17 defenses that we can use, and we will probably willow that down to like three, because that's usually the maximum number of issues you want on appeal. So find the best three arguments and try those.
So basically, at this point, you pretty much should start preparing for an appeal, is my understanding of your situation, because there's a real benefit to expecting to appeal in advance of the actual trial, right?
Yeah, and I've been raising money for an appeal all the way along because I expected them to drop it down to a B, which, and that's both a loss and a win. The win is on a B if I had won, or on an A misdemeanor if I had won the trial de novo through jury nullification. That would have been a win for jury nullification.
Correct.
And it would have rocked. I would have taken it, but it wouldn't have set a binding precedent. Other juries could find other ways on other cases.
Right.
If I win at the Supreme Court level, then I've basically ended the ended it.
And has there ever been a case like this in New Hampshire? Certainly there have been cases with Rastafarians in other places, and I just don't know, has there been any kind of case history?
Well,
of religious
the closest freedom? Is, I believe, Darryl.
Doug Darryl, who was growing cannabis.
Yeah, Doug Darryl, that's
who was growing cannabis as a Rastafarian here in New Hampshire, was found not guilty by a jury, which happened to have a Free State Project participant on it, who flipped the entire jury to not guilty. So not exactly the same thing, because that doesn't set precedent, right?
Right, that did not set precedent. So it's the same thing that would have happened if I'd gotten jury nullification in a trial de novo.
Could you bring up Doug Darryl in your case? So even though it was just a jury decision, you know, something to show the court, something to show the Supreme Court, hey, look, this is what the people are thinking. Not that it would matter. They rule on issues of law, but...
Yeah, jury nullification doesn't set any kind of precedent. You know, I can...
It could be an indicator,
though. I can include in my statement that, you know, 56% of people favor eliminating the marijuana laws in New Hampshire, but... In general, they're not supposed to pay attention to politics.
Hmm. Well, I know that they have certainly, Supreme Courts have ruled in the past, they've changed their opinion, you know, reversed a previous ruling, based on what they believe society thinks. And so that has been a factor, at the very least in their rationale for changing those rules.
And there's a legal term, I forget exactly what it is. But there's a legal term for a case that is to be considered as somewhat influential but not binding precedent, because it might not be in the same jurisdiction, but it deals with the same sort of thing.
Is that an unpublished case? Is that the term you're talking about? Okay.
No, unpublished is where they don't release the ruling. But no, there's a legal term, and I forget what the legal term is.
I don't know what it is.
So if, let's just say there was a case out of Rockingham County where the county judge ruled one way, but all of the other judges have either never heard a case or ruled the opposite. The new ruling would not be binding on any other counties, but they can look at that as sort of a guide. So it's not precedent, but there's another legal term, and I forget what that legal term is.
Well, maybe somebody out there knows. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about Rich's case. We're going to go to your phone calls first, though. 855-450-FREE, and then we'll go down to Alabama, to Warrior, Alabama, where there's already a church who's using not just cannabis, but psychedelics as their sacraments, which I think that... The Church of the Invisible Hand also supports.
It's true.
Let's go first to the phones and the fun. We've got Ryan, and he's in southwestern Virginia. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
So I know you guys have had some flat earthers call in before and kind of go off on their enlightenment, so to speak. And I'm not a flat earther, or really even a round earther, for that matter.
Right.
But I consider myself a skeptic, you know, and I want to know what you guys think about this movement, because pretty obvious that it's kind of picked up steam again.
Is it really a movement? I mean, are we really talking about people doing anything more than trolling the internet or radio?
There's people making YouTube videos.
Yeah, fair enough is probably the best term, but it seems to be more prevalent in online.
It seems to be a heady blend of trolls and fools. The trolls lead the fools, and the fools get really excited and passionate about it. But, you know, it's pretty crazy. I don't believe it's even close to plausible.
Hold that thought, Ryan. We can continue the discussion. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at adamandeve.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. All you got to do is dial in toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know, of course, that people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available to you now at libertystickers.com. Plus, they can custom-make bumper stickers for you, so if you've got some brilliant idea that they don't yet have, they'll make it for you. No problem. LibertyStickers.com as we continue with you in the studio in Keene, New Hampshire tonight. It's Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
More on the way about religious sacrament, use of psychedelic substances in religious ways, religious exploration, spiritual growth, that kind of thing. Here in moments, there's a church in Alabama that's doing it. And we'll get deeper into that. But first, let's go back to Ryan in southwestern Virginia. Now, Ryan, you initially called to ask about the flat earthers, who a couple of them have called this show. And, of course, it's hard to tell the difference between a really good troll and somebody who really believes in the whole flat earth thing. So I think was it Rich you were explaining the mix between both camps, like the
trolls and fools?
And the fools.
Yeah,
and
I couldn't quantify which or which.
It's hard. And so, Ryan, you were calling to ask about that. And you referred to it as a movement, and it kind of made me wonder, like, how do you define a movement anyway? I mean, I certainly, we talk about being a part of the liberty movement here on the show, where we believe in the ideas of liberty, and we're looking to spread those ideas. We have actually physically moved somewhere. The three of us in the studio have moved to New Hampshire in order to be activists for the ideas of freedom. But what does it take to be part of a movement? Is it clicking a button on Facebook? Does that make you part of a movement?
I have a definition.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
A group of people working together to advance their shared political, social, or artistic ideas.
So then 4chan would be a movement then, right?
I don't know. Is 4chan promoting political, social, or artistic ideas?
You could argue artistic, because they make memes.
Well, I could argue that when I poo in the toilet, that's art, because people have
argument.
Made that
yeah.
argument. Yeah. I'm asking,
that's also
are
a movement.
You saying that 4chan is promoting political, social, or artistic ideas? Not could somebody argue it, because somebody
no,
can
I would
argue
say,
anything.
Well, that, I am arguing it. Yes, they've got ideas. They've got art. They've got memes.
Are they calling it art, or are you just for
think,
the sake of being a real life
dank?
Troll?
Yeah, they do have dank memes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ryan. Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, so I think the point I was really trying to get to was not even the tenets of the theory or any of the wacky crap there, but what I think I would like to hear from you guys is, could it possibly be some type of CIA psyop to kind of divide, have, you know, liberty movement and truthers wasting their time debating a topic like this and actually distracting them from issues that matter? And, I mean, the people that are involved in this, you know, in the communities online, I mean, they spend days and hours just going off on this stuff. And, I mean, at the end of the day, it's distracting from things we could actually be spending time supporting and working to change. And it just seems like over the past couple of years, I know Obama in a couple of speeches made reference to the Flat Earth Society, and that's when it seemed like YouTube became flooded with these videos. So, you know, and YouTube, we all know about how data mining works and analytics, and then they show you the videos they think you want to see. So everyone who watches, you know, conspiracy videos then gets flooded with these videos, and it just starts sending people off in these crazy, crazy directions. And it seems like maybe it's a tactic to try to even de-evolve, you know, some in the freedom and liberty movement so that they seem less credible when they talk about their other ideas.
I don't think you need the CIA getting involved to distract people, because the easily distracted will be distracted by, you know, anything.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't need the CIA putting out flat earth videos.
Yeah, I don't also buy, I'm with you, Daryl, I don't buy the theory that it's the government who's promoting all of the crazy conspiracy theories out there, just because people are crazy, and you don't really, I mean, they just happen on their own. Maybe the government's adding some fuel to the fire or something like that. Maybe there's some agent's provocateur in
but
there, so to speak.
But will that fuel melt steel beams?
Ryan, so I understand the concern, and there are people within the Liberty Movement who are of the conspiracy belief system, whether it's the Flat Earth or the 9/11 thing or whatever, chemtrails. It is always like a difficult moment to come around those people because, I don't consider it to be a particularly persuasive viewpoint, the conspiracy viewpoint, and I also believe it to be a defeatist kind of viewpoint. You know, you've got the Bilderberg group. Rich, you were mentioning this off the air, I think before the show. The Bilderberg group, which is this sort of mysterious group of, elites and bankers and government guys and corporate heads from around the globe that meet in some fancy hotel once a year, and they have some kind of conference. Mm-hmm. And, it's very hush-hush. There's a lot of secrecy surrounding it. The guest list apparently is now public, but, what they talk about, nobody really knows that. And so there's all this mystery that it's shrouded in, and there are people like Alex Jones and Jeff Berwick and others who've gone down there, and I believe Jeff Berwick was there this year with Luke Radowski from We Are Change, two guys we've had on this show a few times, and obviously they think it's important to go there and report on Bilderberg, and I think that for the people that are interested in Bilderberg, it's a, it's a persuasive video. You've got tough security guards and police trying to keep people away from this hotel and, acting like there's something really important going on, but nobody really knows what's going on. I get that.
Peter Thiel or Peter Till, I'm not sure how you pronounce the last name, isn't he supposedly a libertarian?
Yeah, supposedly.
He is at the Bilderberg, or was at the Bilderberg meeting.
Yeah.
It ended yesterday.
Well,
I'm on the Bilderbergmeeting.org website that claims to be the official website of the Bilderberg meetings.
All right.
Yeah. Well, there are groups like that, the Bilderbergs, and also the Council on Foreign Relations is another group that people don't really know what they talk about, and so they fill in the blanks by having all kinds of theories on what they talk about, and that's kind of relevant because Bill Weld is actually a member of the CFR, and he's also the Libertarian candidate for president.
Vice President,
I'm sorry.
Don't promote him that quickly yet.
No.
Wait till he's in the party for 3.5 weeks.
Ryan,
thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing your thoughts here tonight. Appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So are there, naughty things going on at Bilderberg? Are there evil plots afoot? Honestly, I don't know. But to me, it doesn't really matter because we know there are people out there who want to control your life. And many of them, you know who they are. They run for political office, and you know their names.
I'll tell you one thing. There are no theories that I do believe, but I will say that I'm almost completely convinced that the official story about 9/11 is a lie. I don't know what did happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you that much. I don't generally believe the government stories either, in the same way that I don't believe the other people who are speculating. You can share your thoughts here with whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. I wonder what the conspiracy theory is behind the shooting. I haven't heard that one.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about freedom of religion and also the freedom of the right to own your own body and do what you want with it. But in this case, in the pursuit of religious goals, in the pursuit of spiritual enlightenment, the sacramental use of things like cannabis, LSD, MDMA, mushrooms. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have a story out of Alabama about a church that's actually using psychedelic substances for spiritual enlightenment. And here's a story from WVTM, TV 13, out of Warrior, Alabama, which you told us before we went on the air tonight, Daryl, is nearby your hometown of Birmingham.
Yep, not too far from Birmingham.
You been through there before?
I believe so.
Is it a small town or like a suburb?
Oh, no, it's a small town.
So cannabis, psilocybin mushrooms, and peyote cactus are being used as sacraments taken to worship God at the, I don't know how they pronounce this when I watched the video earlier, Oklavua? I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure they didn't pronounce it like
Oklavueha.
Oklavueha.
That's how I would pronounce
okay,
it.
There
I
you
don't
go.
Know if that's correct.
Oh, that you sound. I think that's probably closest to what it is, Daryl. Oklavueha, American or Native American Church of Inner Light in Warrior, Alabama. So let's just call them the Church of Inner Light. And it's legal, according to the church's leader, Chris Rushing.
Or you could call it ONAC, which is what they refer to themselves as on their website.
Ah, good to know. Rushing said, quote, "Our medicines are anything that Mother Earth grows from her. The Creator gave us Mother Earth, and she grows everything that we need for health, mind, body, and spirit. The Bible backs that up in many places as well," unquote. Rushing and his 125 church members carry federally registered church membership cards that he said allows them to take the psychedelic medicines. Now, that's one aspect of the story I found myself curious about. They show in the video footage from WVTM just a quick flash of this alleged membership card that's supposedly federally registered. And I guess I've never heard of this before. What
Nor
is it?
Have I. Yeah. So that's why I did some searching and I came across their site. And because it is a Native American church, they're registered as some kind of Native American something with the federal government.
So wait, so do you have to be a Native American then in order to get these cards?
It does not appear that you do, but you do have to read read and sign off that you agree to their code of ethics and their membership application, and I've got the code of ethics
we'll
in front of
that.
Us.
Different cultures had different medicines that the Creator gave them and we've used for tens of thousands of years, and somehow in this culture, that's gotten lost, said Rushing. Instead of meeting at a church establishment, most of their gatherings are outdoors and are one-on-one settings. He says, "We are guides and we do not take the medicine. They are the only ones who take it," he said. Many of their sessions take place in state parks. He said further, it's a therapeutic session where they have a closed eye, like a mask, a sleeping mask, and they have headphones where we control the environment through music, and they don't have outside stimuli. We believe that's the best way for a personal connection with the spirit, and our elders have told us these medicines are personal because the Creator knows who will eat them and when, and He makes them grow from the ground. But even with their church membership cards in hand, Rushing said a few members of the church have had trouble with the law. Quote, "There's been a couple members who've been arrested for minor possession, but we're dealing with that." He says it's just about dealing with the authorities. We have to let them know who we are. They don't know, unquote. Cannabis and peyote used for worship are not grown in the state, he says. They're brought into the state from church elders and medicine people outside of Alabama. He said that elders or medicine people are the only way they can federally transport and bring these medicines into anywhere. He said our protections go across the United Nations as well as the United States. It would be interesting to have, had the TV station get sort of the opposing side of this, right? Because I imagine the sheriff in the city or rather the county probably has a few opinions about this that likely would not be 100% aligned with the minister in this particular case.
Right.
And in fact, there has been a lawsuit in regards to this. I don't know if it's this branch of the church, but one of the branches of the Church of Inner Light here. The cannabis and peyote are, again, grown outside of the state. He says that he studies the New King James Bible, despite what those who cry sacrilege say about his church. He says, quote, "We believe in Christ. We're a Christian church. We believe in the gospel of Christ, the gospel of truth and love, nothing more and nothing less. A lot of the different denominations are based on lies and corruptions of the gospel," and he says that's what we're trying to do, is bring back the truth. Rushing said he founded this branch of the church in March of 2015, and they rely on donations and as of now don't have a building that houses their services. So there you go. A little bit of information about an interesting church trying to do something a little bit different. Because we've seen churches go for the use of cannabis before, like the Rastafarians, trying to get that okay with right. The government. And these guys are going a little bit further with actual, more significant psychedelic substances. Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing here is that, you know, they feel the need to hearken back to Native American traditions, and I'm sure that's genuine on their part. But one thing that we haven't seen is a psychedelic church whose doctrine is completely new. And I have to wonder then, has the government said that everything that needs to be learned spiritually has already been learned? Mm-hmm. So you can now choose from the menu of religions that have been developed in the past, but you can't develop your own anymore?
That would be very disturbing.
I don't think that's what they have said, but there are certain federal recognitions of certain Native American customs. And I think that's why they're doing what they're doing, where, you know, they are recognized through whatever federal agency recognizes Native American tribes, or at least that's what I'm seeing here on their website. They definitely make it appear as though they're recognized by, the federal, I think it's the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Okay.
And they do specify one of the memberships that they have requires a tribal ID. And then you can get another type of membership, and then there's an associate membership that is even less. And
what's the church website?
NativeAmericanChurches.org.
All right,
so is the website.
We can get into the application process here in a moment and talk a little bit further about the church and their apparently not successful lawsuit. Which is actually, the news is just coming out about that within the last few days. We'll tell you more about that. You can join us here as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So what does it look like, this application for membership? I don't, you know, I've never joined a church that I can recall. I mean, you know, I grew up as a Presbyterian, so I sort of grew up in the church. There's never an application process for that. What is it like here?
So let me begin reading the application. Code of conduct. They have a code of conduct and code of ethics, and you have to sign that you have, or check a box saying I have read each of these and commit to abide by. Code of conduct. I commit to making effort to spend time each day in meditation and prayer, drawing closer to the Great Spirit and all creations, two-legged and four-legged. I commit to the use of medicines and ceremonies to empower my body, mind, and spirit, and to serve myself and others and create peace and harmony in my relationships. I commit that I will keep the ceremonies and what is shared there by others sacred and not share outside the circle. I commit that I will understand the responsibility to sustain and support those who bless me. I remember that medicine people and leaders have lives and families that need their time and they need to provide for them. I will be respectful and generous as they assist me. I will read the code of ethics often and follow the concepts. And there's a couple more.
We'll get to that here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Sounds pretty reasonable so far. You can, again, bring up whatever's on your mind. Talk about the psychedelic church movement. This is Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-750-7109 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-750-7109. That's 800-750-7109. Again, 800-750-7109.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free to join us here, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We're talking about psychedelic churches, for lack of a better term. There are churches out there who are in the midst of using psychedelic substances for sacramental purposes, for the pursuit of spiritual enlightenment. And one of those churches is a Native American church. There's a story out of Warrior, Alabama about the
I would pronounce it. They refer to themselves as O-N-A-C on their website.
The Native American Church of Inner Light is the church. And the one in Warrior is one of apparently quite a few of these Native American churches. They're not the first one. In fact, the other churches, some of them are involved in legal cases, and one of them was just thrown out of federal court this week. But, Daryl, you were telling us about the membership form, at the very least, that is required to join this Native American church.
Yes. Let me continue with the code of conduct. And this is one where Ian, you, and Rich might wind up disagreeing with these next couple.
All right.
They say, I will never share sacraments or self-medicines to those who are not members of ONAC. I understand that doing so removes my legal protection and exposes me to prosecution. I will not disrespect the medicines and sacraments by using them for recreational purposes. And the final one I hope both of you would agree with here under code of conduct. I will never manipulate others emotionally, spiritually, or physically that are in open state during ceremonies or while using medicines.
Sure, of course.
And then under code of ethics, the code of ethics is very long, so I'm not going to read the entire thing. But let me find a couple of things here that definitely need to be pulled up.
And these are the things that the people who want to join the ONAC, the Native American Church here, will have to sign on.
Right. The one specifically dealing with sacraments is the only item under the code of ethics that I'm going to read, where it's item number 11, sacraments under direction of medicine people. ONAC believes any substance admitted into the body may be considered to be a sacrament and has the potential to be harmful if inappropriately used. The ONAC does not approve of the utilization of any sacrament in a manner that would likely cause harm to oneself or to others. Controlled substances must be used under the direction of medicine people to be legally protected.
Hmm. Interesting. I still think that you should be able to seek your own spiritual awakening or your own spiritual guidance on your own volition, that you don't need to have some master or guru giving you instructions, although there can be a benefit to having a guided meditation or a guided spiritual journey. Rich, what do you think about that as the pastor of one of the churches in question here?
Well, one of the important things that the current jurisprudence on churches has done is it's recognized churches that have leaders and scriptures, but it doesn't really recognize the idea of a church that is personal. You know, there's no reason that you can't have a religion of one. And that should be considered just as sacred as a religion of millions.
Totally agree.
Because it's the only one in your world.
If you like what you're hearing from Rich, check out his church online. You can go to invisiblehand.church to learn more about the Church of the Invisible Hand. Let's talk about this lawsuit, the Sonoma County-related lawsuit. This news coming from June 10th, so just a few days ago, that attempted to establish the use of marijuana as a protected sacrament for use in religious ceremonies was tossed out in federal court this week, but not for any real good reasons, not for any actual reasons of law or argumentation. They threw this case out because whoever the hell they hired for this, for the attorney, for the church's attorney, botched it up, didn't show up to court.
Oh,
so
no.
Their case was thrown out. The claim that the Sonoma County Sheriff's officers destroyed sacramental marijuana plants belonging to the Kenwood Church was dismissed after the attorney for the church failed to show up in federal court. Two members of the ONAC, which has a branch off of Lawndale Road, claims that the sheriff's deputies violated their civil rights by confiscating approximately 600 marijuana plants used in their religious ceremonies. U.S. District Court Judge Vince Sciarra on Wednesday dismissed the case after the plaintiff's attorney did not appear for a court conference and further didn't respond to defense discovery requests. The lawsuit, by the way, they tried to contact him for this story and he wouldn't respond to the news media. What if he's
well?
Alive?
That's actually not.
I wonder
an
if somebody
uncommon.
Whacked this guy.
Well, it's not uncommon for people to not respond to media requests, especially when they fluff something up.
Well, it's a little less uncommon for attorneys to not respond to requests from the court, and so this guy just doesn't appear to be very responsive,
right.
At all.
Yeah, that's the thing that you know is definitely odd. But the not responding to media—that's not exactly uncommon.
The lawsuit resulted from a raid in September at the newly established branch of the church founded by James Warren Flaming Eagle Mooney of Utah. Mooney, who's aged 72, is a self-described medicine man descended from Seminole Indians in Florida, and his church serves the Ogallala Sioux tribe of Pine Ridge, South Dakota, according to the church's court filings. Recent federal lawsuit filed in San Francisco claims sheriff deputies concluded the church was illegitimate and essentially a bogus front for drug trafficking. Quote, based on stereotypes about Native Americans and the lack of knowledge about the religious ceremonies, unquote. It sought to carve out an exemption for the use of cannabis similar to legal protections that Indian religious practitioners enjoy with the ceremonial use of peyote. Mooney has engaged in court battles in the past over his possession of large quantities of peyote, with prosecutors claiming he was not a member of a federally recognized tribe. But in a Utah Supreme Court case, charges were dismissed against him when the court ruled that church members, regardless of race, can use the hallucinogenic cactus. And that was a ruling I had not heard about. Have either of you?
Well, the state Supreme Court sometimes do nice things. That's kind of what I'm hoping for from New Hampshire.
The lawsuit that was dismissed this week argued some indigenous peoples for centuries have used marijuana in their religious ceremonies, but all or nearly all litigants seeking protection for religious use of marijuana have lost, according to legal analysts. In this case, the Native American Church lawsuit never got far. Matt Pappas, Long Beach attorney who represents the church, could not be reached by phone or email on Friday. There's another variant on this story from the Courthouse News Service. Mooney said, this is the founder of this branch of the church, said, quote, cannabis has always been sacred, used since time immemorial. Anything produced by Mother Earth is sacrament. Outlawing a plant is a sign of a sick society. And I think that he's absolutely right about that. Let's see. I believe there was a quote in here from the judge somewhere rebuking this attorney for not showing up, but I don't happen to have it in front of me here. But I think this is, you know, this is interesting news that these balls are sort of in play right now. The question of religious freedom when it comes to your body as a temple, if you will, your body as the connection with something greater than you, these chemicals allowing you to facilitate that connection, allowing you to be able to better get in touch with God, if you will. And I think that there's something to that. I really do. And I know that that's basically going to be part of your argument, Rich Paul, when you go in front of the court in what is now expected to be an August trial, although you believe there's probably going to be a continuance filed.
Yeah, I expect to file at least one continuance. And have we mentioned the GoFundMe?
No, not yet. Let's do that.
We should probably do that. I've got a GoFundMe at GoFundMe.com/NH420. That's NH420. And this is almost certain to go to appeal. I'm currently trying to raise $5,000. But
not even that's going to cover an appeal.
No, I expect it to get to end up raising that number once I've consulted with my appeals counsel.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number tonight is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In other related news, let's see, there was a Liberland case, actually. The Liberland folks were being arrested trying to simply get into what they believe to be their own country. It's a small plot of land between Serbia and Croatia was arresting the Liberland settlers. There has been some legal news on that front, and we'll explain here in moments coming out of the Croatian court system. 855-453 is our toll-free number. Maybe you've got comments on the freedom to use psychedelic substances in spiritual pursuits. I'd love to hear from you. 855-453, you can join us. Hour number two is coming up on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.